we're gonna work on another cobweb here.
Yeah.
Different, again, the German head might put this together differently, but this one is important. This particular one has spiritually paralyzed more people than a lot of the other ones. This one is more difficult to see because we're brought up to think to some extent that this is good. The core of it could be looked at as if it's doubt. One of the ones we're going after is lack of assurance. This lack of assurance thing, the reason it's so tricky is that nobody wants to be around a stuck-up person. Nobody wants to be around a know-it-all. Nobody wants to be around somebody that always thinks they're right. That'd be self-glory. That'd be awful. That'd be terrible. So I'm better off flopping on the other side with never thinking I'd do anything right. I'll always be safe then, won't I? I'll never have a self-glory spirit, right? Because I'm always on the opposite side. I'm always on the thing and I never do nothing right. So then I'll be safe. I'll be protected. I won't be offensive to anybody. I won't be in anybody's face and be one of those bossy, pushy women or bossy, pushy men. So I should be safe in God. This is a good thing. Well, it's not a good thing. That's a little spirit. Because once it's to understand, it's just two ends of the same teeter totter. Either one's up and the other one's down, or the other one's up and the other one's down. Lack of assurance is an evil spirit. It's not a good thing. It's not a holy thing. It's not a right thing. It's an evil spirit. God wants us to. You know, anger, annoying, and assurance. Number three on the phase of spirit chart. Number three on the top ten. This is something he wants us to have. Not the lack. He wants us to have this. This is holy spirit. This is good. Now he doesn't want us to get converted into cocky, self-right know-it-all, and it can. But he wants us to have assurance. And if we don't, if our life is filled with lack of assurance, something's wrong. Something is big wrong. Big, big, big wrong. This is an evil spirit. What does doubt sound like? Well, some of them are, they just flat out say it. I don't believe that. Use the word belief in it. Use the word know a whole lot. I don't think so. Don't. Lots of don'ts. Lots of negative phrases. Don't believe it. Lack of assurance. Connected with the doubt. Some of these sound like, I'm not sure. I don't know. Well, could be. I mean, again, I'm not sure. I wonder if, he's always got this puzzle book on the face. A lot of times the physical manifestation goes along with the scratch in the forehead, the pulling on the chin, the pulling on the earlobe, the pulling on the nose. And there's a lot of physical manifestations that go along with this guy. Scratching the hair. I don't know. So however we can catch it, maybe it's the physical manifestation. Maybe it's the pulling on the earlobe. Something's going on. Everything we have in life physically, we were taught by somebody. The way we hold a fork, the way we drink a can of Pepsi, everything that we have in life, we saw somebody else do it. So if there's a lot of ear pulling or hair pulling or hair curling, that's another one. If somebody has long hair, curling the hair. Something's going on. What is going on is the question that Becky asked. So if it's this lack of assurance, how about that, huh? Did I do that long enough? Did I do that right enough? It's like when you get up on your feet and then the one that, after you sit down, that's the one that hits. Did I say that right? Did I talk too fast? Did they understand what I said? Oh, what's the reaction? Nobody said amen. That's what he's looking for. Lack of assurance spirit. That's what he sounds like. Did I pull on the rehearsal of them today? I'm not through with my lesson. They start pulling on grace. What's wrong? We don't have the assurance that God gave us all the grace that we needed for whatever it is we were pulling on. There's always something wrong. Always something like that. Something's not right here. Connected with him, this lack of assurance is usually, I want to do it right. Or the opposite, I don't want to do it wrong. One way or another, he'll sound off on our head. Then, I really want to do that right. I would go to the discernment or counsel. I really want to do it right. Well, that's a good desire. But if it's perverted into this lack of assurance, then just catch him for a spirit. Just chase him right down. Go after him. He's connected with this lack of assurance spirit. The desire is fine. The substance could be wrong. Connected also with the I don't want to do it wrong. This gets planted in when we're, 6 months old and our mother starts telling us that we did something wrong. We didn't wash the dishes right, and we didn't comb our hair right, and we put our t-shirt on backwards, and we got our shoes on the wrong feet, we did it wrong. And the whole thing is, I want Mama to love me. I want Mama's approval, so I want to stop doing things wrong. I want to do it right. Well, guess what's that connected with? The big SR. Where's that? He sounds all kind of different ways. Big stuff right. So he's one of the connections over there. Self-right and man-pleasing. Sometimes it's not so much that I want to do it right. I want to make Mommy think I did it right. I want Mommy to say I did it right. Or Daddy to say I did it right. Or my boss to say I did it right. I want somebody to say I did it right. Called man-pleasing. Connected real closely with self-right. So all these get all connected together and ends up in the lack of assurance. When somebody doesn't smile at me or say amen or pat me on the head or send me the note that says good job, lack of assurance. Did you ever? And that's what's going on. He just one little line right after the other. Now the kicker comes in with his lack of assurance. So then here we get presented with a choice situation. Work, something comes up. We have to make a choice. We're the one in the position that has to say yay or nay to whatever it is. Okay. This is a big problem for lack of assurance spirit. Whether it's at work or in our marriage relationship or whatever it is, we're at a point where we have to make a choice about something. What does he all have? Confusion. What did the Zoom say about him? I must have it in my notes someplace. I don't have it here. I can't make a decision. What was it that they wanted me to do? What was it that you asked me? Just on and on and on. Trying to make the issue, this choice, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And make our ability to make that choice smaller. And we don't know what they said. We don't know what our instructions were. We don't know what they really want. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Make it smaller. And I don't know how to do it. I forgot. Whatever confuses me. And just kind of contracts us, which is the bottom line, paralysis, spirit realm paralysis. Paralysis, spirit realm. I don't know what to do. And the thought ends up being, I won't do nothing. I won't make a switch. I just sit here and say, I can't. Or, no. Or, I don't want to. We're paralyzed. We can't make a choice. But the trick is, of course, that when we get paralyzed into not doing something, the Spirit talked us into making a choice. He talked us into not doing something. Well, why does he want to do that? So, do nothing. Once he's done that, and he has us gritting our teeth and just twiddling our thumbs and our mind is racing a million miles an hour and we just can barely wait to escape from work or run off to lunch or, go to the Bahamas or something. And do nothing. The reason that spirit wants us to do nothing is that if we did do something and it ended up okay, what would it do? It would fight against lack of assurance. We'd start to build some assurance in our head. We almost got pretty good. Thank you, God. Uh-oh, assurance is building. Angel goes nuts. He's crazy now because, assurance is building up. We can't let this happen. We can't let something good grow in this person's mind. We better hear this person do something wrong now. Which is the next tactic that they try to take. If they lose the chain, because they know if they can get us to be paralyzed, not make a choice, not do nothing, then assurance will never grow inside our mind. We'll just be stopped dead in our tracks. So God tries to teach us. First of all, make a choice. Make it be a conscious choice. It may be wrong. You'll learn from it. But don't get tricked into thinking that you're doing nothing. Because when you get tricked into thinking that, you really already have made a choice. The third, it's just building up more and more lack of assurance. If you consciously make a choice to do something, even if it turns out wrong, you're building up that faith and spirit of assurance in the head, and you're helping to crucify that old man. The paralysis one is deadly. It'll spiritually paralyze us. Our mind can't think. Sometimes it can, in essence, physically paralyze us. We can't even make a choice to do the dishes. Oh, should I do them now or should I do them later? You're taking up too much time. Oh, maybe my hands will rot off. Oh, if I don't do that, then I'm not doing something else. I'm not doing line upon line. And we can't do anything. Cannot do anything. And that is the depth that that angel can go to. It's to make people hide in their room, sit there, and mumble, and not do anything. It's an unbelievably dangerous spirit. Unbelievably dangerous spirit. And the bad part is, he tricks us into thinking it's good. He tricks us into thinking, well, as long as I don't have assurance, then I won't be self-aware. Wrong. Wrong. He's just trying to paralyze us. And God doesn't want us to be paralyzed. Mm-hmm. He wants us to be a mind and a mouth for him. He wants us to be a minister for him. Not some toadstool or vegetable sitting in a room. He wants us to work for him.